Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The biggest week in professional bass fishing is upon us. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic, presented by Under Armour, is here at Lake Ray Roberts and headquartered out of Fort Worth, the Convention Center and Dickies Arena. And with the anglers a bit tied up, I thought we'd talk to a legend in Bob Cobb, who's been there since the beginning and whose book, The Bass Story, is the basis for a musical that has debuted at the Classic. Also today, we'll talk to Dan Quinn from Rapala about Rapala, Crush City, VMC, and all the other brands being represented at the Outdoor Expo. But to kick it off, how about Don Day? 35 years, the arena voice of the Classic, who has retired. And you know who is now in the hot seat. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's Classic Edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix Mono, Fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, now to kick things off, this is quite humbling for me. For 35 years, Don Day has been the voice of the Bassmaster Classic in the arena. And not only that, I mean, he traveled around the world with Ray Scott, going on, for the lack of a better word, USO-type tours. He has come out of the rafters, into the arena. He came out of a rocket ship once, and I have been honored with the opportunity to replace him. Thankfully, there's one guy in between him and I, so I don't have to be the guy that follows the guy, but I will be taking over that job beginning with this year's Classic, and I am not coming out of the rafters, and I'm not coming in on a rocket ship, and I don't think I'm going around the world with Dave Mercer, so but I will be doing the announcing, and Don Day joins us now to reminisce about his 35 years in that role. Don, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. Thank you very much, and congratulations on your stepping into a big pair of boots there, big boy.
Yeah, they are a big pair of boots and a big voice as well. It was interesting when I got the email, the original email from the Muckety Mucks at Bass that were seeing if I was interested in taking over this position. It was just listed as VOG. And I'm like, VOG? What is VOG? And then I thought about it for a moment. And it's like, oh, that's Voice of God. I think that should be retired with you, man. I mean, that Voice of God thing, that's a one-guy deal. I don't think that you can take over as Voice of God. It's just the way I feel about that.
I better check with your deacon at the church. Or you are a deacon.
I'm a deacon.
You might better check first.
Yeah. I told my pastor that I could introduce him if he'd like, before service. I could welcome him to the stage, and he said no. But is that VOG thing? I mean, did you have like any official Bassmaster gear that has it said VOG on it anywhere on the side? Because that's
I think they may have done a couple of shirts over the years back in the when they first started using that for me, but I tried to hide those.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain what that meant.
Yeah, right. The gig changed a lot over the years, obviously. And by the way, Don's a radio guy. I'm a radio guy, so we have those horror stories in our past. But the gig has changed a lot over the years. I mean, now it's basically PA in the arena, at least as far as I've been told. I don't think I have to do any kind of shtick. But man, you did some crazy stuff back in the day, going back back around, 88 or so, when you're coming out of rocket ships and coming out of the rafters and rappelling and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's crazy.
It was. It was really crazy. My first classic was 1980, and back in those early days in the early 80s, early and mid-80s, there was no pre-show at all. They just came together, and you had a big tournament. You weighed fish, and everybody went home. And right along toward the mid to late 80s, it was decided that there needed to be some kind of show ahead of the weigh-in. So they started thinking about concerts and laser light shows and whatever we could do back in those days. And the guy who was tasked to put the show together, the late Dave Ellison with Bass, he and I were buddies, and I was in the broadcasting. And he said, well, look, why don't you be our MC, and we'll put you in a tuxedo, and we'll do this and do that and do that. So that's what they did. Like you said, they had me coming in on wires and spaceships and all kinds of stuff over the years. It was a lot of fun, but it was a daunting situation, man. Yeah. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, and of course, all through the heyday, the 15,000-18,000 people in the arena, and I would suppose that you're not thinking about any of that. You got a script in front of you, and you know who's coming up next, and earbug, and you know somebody's in your ear talking about when the next boat's rolling in, and all that kind of good stuff, right?
The very first one we did was, I think, that when they flew me in a wire, which actually they just lowered me from inside the Coliseum in Birmingham, Alabama. And it was seven stories tall in there. So the only thing below me was the concrete floor. And I was on a rope with a harness around me underneath my tuxedo. Mm-hmm. And two guys were up there in the catwalk with me, and they got me out of the catwalk and suspended me in the darkness up there. And when the time came, the spotlights hit me, and they started lowering me down by hand until I got to the floor.
Oh,
I'm surprised I was able to even talk. It was so unnerving. It was just incredible. But it was a lot of fun over those times. And of course, we brought Ray in on an elephant one time, and that was a big deal. And we had him some magic trick one time. We had him disappear and reappear from one end of the civic center to the other. And so a lot of fun times.
Yeah. Now, did you ever have any scenarios where something went wrong? Not a mic going out, but maybe, you know, you're not sure who the next boat is coming in, or something, the wrong guy gets introduced, or any, you know, in 35 years, you must have had some little crazy stuff that you had to ad lib and vamp, as we call it in the business.
There was a few times like that, but most of the time it's so well put together and so well rehearsed that you know, you've done 1,000 of these things too. So, you know, when you do rehearsals to the point to where everybody's tired of it, then it's probably ingrained in what you're going to do. So there's not a lot of room for errors. When you do have an error, yes, most of us can stand there and vamp a little bit and keep the show going. But, anybody can do that. I think I'm not special at all.
You know, I think pulling the curtain back, that's what people don't realize is that, you know, we get to the arena 1 o'clock, the show starts at what, 3:30, something like that. Yeah. And it's quite a ways in front. And of course, on Thursday, the rehearsal, and make sure that, you know, you can hear the guy in your ear, and then make sure that your mic sounds good. And you and I both have big voices, so they don't have to, it's not like they have to process our voices very much, I don't think, going through the system there. But there's a lot that goes into it. It's not like we just show up and start introducing guys.
Yeah, it's a big sound system. It's huge. And being in the radio business all my life and radio and TV, I never worked with that kind of sound system for the most part. Mm-hmm. But when you get into a coliseum like that, an arena, and that professional sound guy and the professional sound system, man alive, it gives you a little, you get goosebumps. You think, man, my voice is big. I didn't know it was this big.
Yeah.
But it's really not, because they've juiced you up a little bit on there. So it'll turn out great. You'll be impressed, and your wife and your kids, they'll all be saying, wow, my daddy sounds great.
Man, that sounds really good. But I got the processing on the machine, you know, in the studio when we're recording. So that always sounds a little bit better, for sure. Don Day with us, 35 years, the voice of the Bassmaster Classic, and handling the PA duties through various different guys that handled the weigh-in. And I'm blessed to be able to work with Dave Mercer. Mercer's great. I mean, you know, second only to Ray is Dave Mercer. He is tremendous. And he and I have a good rapport going back. We've done some Bassmaster Live together. He's been on the show a number of times. So I'm really lucky to be working with him. And it makes it easy when you have a kind of a rapport with that guy that's up there on the stage.
Yeah, no question about it. I remember the first time I saw Dave work at the door to the stage. And after day one, it was, of course, a three-day classic tournament. So after day one, I took him off to the side. I said, Dave, man, you've got to figure out some way to back off a little bit. He said, what do you mean? I said, your intensity level, you won't be able to keep this going for 3 days. And I'm concerned about you. And he said, yeah, it'll be fine. Well, not only was he fine, he did it time after time after time after time. And I couldn't figure out how in the world he kept that level of excitement and intensity up for hours and hours on end. I could never do it.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed with his abilities to do that job. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do what he does. I'm telling you, folks, I know for a fact. And it is not easy to do. But he has done it like a real true champion, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and he makes everybody around him better, which is always great.
He's an incredible guy. Yeah,
yeah, to have that kind of stuff and do that. Nobody wants to be compared to him. Nobody wants to be compared to Don Day either. And Don, I just hope to kind of keep the chain moving along a little bit, and do you and the folks at Bass proud, or at least acceptable. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes. And if I have your number now in my phone. So if you get a phone call on Thursday or Friday or whatever of any of these events, I might be picking your brain a little bit. So just stay loose for that.
you call me anytime, brother. No problem at all. Congratulations once again, Tom. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. That's Don Day. And, man, I tell you, what a legend. What a legend. And what a week. You know, for me, I handled the media press conference earlier in the week in Tommy Sanders' stead. And now, taking over for Don Day in the arena. It's just heady stuff, and I just look to try and do as best a job as I could possibly do. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, up next, we're going to talk to Dan Quinn from Rapala. They got big doings going on at the Classic as well. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, no Rapala Winter Circle this week because, you know, it's Classic Week. The Classic is ongoing as we speak right now. But, you know, if you're talking Classic, you got to talk Rapala because you know that they're going to be in play not only with the Rapala line but the Crush City line and so on. Somebody's going to do some serious damage on one of the many products that Rapala puts out. And, of course, Rapala prominent at the Outdoor Expo as well here at the Classic. And joining us now to talk about it, Dan Quinn from Rapala, and he is on the VMC line. Dan, welcome in. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me on, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is awesome. What an awesome week. Awesome week to be a fan of bass fishing and excited to get this expo going and see who catches them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Rapala has made such a huge move into the bass fishing market over the last, you know, now 10, 15 years, however long it has been. I'm originally from the Finger Lakes area, so, you know, I knew of the product up there. We fished it up there for a number of different species, but just talk about how important it's been to get into the bass line the way you guys have over the past many years now and have such a great pro staff as well.
It's been a really fun process. You know, the Rapala has such deep roots and a lot of history based out of Finland and multi-species and pike and walleye baits. And certainly in the Midwest in our backyard, it's been kind of our primary region. But growing into the South, especially with the DTs and the boom of all that and our pro staff, it's just been second to none for, you know, 10, probably closer to 15 years now. And the most recent addition with the Crush City line of baits, working with Wheeler on that and Kyle Welcher and Carl Jacobson on that team as well as Bob Downey. So we've, it's been a lot of fun. It really has. You know, it's a whole nother realm of fishing and leaning on our pros hard and making the right baits, the right colors, the right actions, all that fun stuff. It's a cool process to get in the mind of these guys. And, you know, they have so much knowledge and figuring out how to turn that into a lure and get it out into the retailers and help people catch more bass. It's been fun.
It's really fun. It's not like they just slap their name on it and then you don't hear from them anymore. You mentioned Wheeler. He was so involved in all of the Crush City products, but also Gerald Swindle with the 13, you know, fishing rods and the Meta series that he was integral in helping to develop and the DT series. I mean, I always kind of chide him a little bit. He starts talking about the DT6 and the Demon Color and how good it is on Gunnersville. Every time he says it, you can't find one anywhere around Gunnersville. I mean, it's just crazy. But these guys, your pro staff is very, very involved, you know, in the production of this stuff.
They are, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the fun hats I get to wear is kind of bringing the pro staff into the R&D and the PD product development process, kind of harnessing them and call it herding cats from time to time. But it's a lot of fun, you know, because everyone's got their perspectives and opinions and colors and actions and this and that. But it's always fun when I pull the guys and kind of get a sense of when they all agree, when there's a consensus on a certain this or that, whether it's hook size or, you know, line tie angle or color or, you know, chrome or no or whatever it is. That's always like, oh yeah, here we go. There's no questions asked when you get the group of guys we have on the same page. You've got a grand slam. So yeah. That's been fun, just harnessing that with the Topwaters, the Maverick and the Jowler and the DTs and the colors and working with Ott on all the OG line crankbaits. It's been fun. It really, really has. And this the PXR family with the Maverick and the Jowler, we worked with Wheeler on that one, and we're not stopping. I know our foot's on the gas. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming. Got to wait a few more months here for ICAST to release it all, but more hard baits, more Crush City, more VMC. It's fun. It really is, and it's cool to have the team we have, you know, from Gerald and Fighter and Carl and Bob and Patrick. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Those guys are very passionate about the baits too. They all, you know, I get them on the show all the time and they all believe in the product. And what I think is really cool is how quickly the company reacts to suggestions for different things. I remember when the PXR Maverick first came out, the 110, it was like, man, this is a great jerkbait. We got a jerkbait. We can cast a lot better. It's got the transfer system in it and so on. Boy, it would be nice to have one that could go a little deeper. And boom, I mean, it just seemed like, you know, within 12 months, here comes the PXR Deep Maverick. And, you know, it's been the same way with so many different products where, you know, when Crush City came out, it's like, man, I wish there was a stick bait. Oh, boom, here comes the stick baits, you know, and so on. So it's it really is amazing how quickly the company, you know, works. And I can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, it's exciting. And it's kind of like almost there's so many great ideas and concepts we have in the hopper, if you will, yeah. You know, from ideas from the pros, and we kind of, you know, we factor in the sales, work with the buyers around the various regions, and we have no shortage of ideas to build and get our factory over in Finland. We keep them real busy, but just prioritizing and, you know, what makes sense, being strategic and how to launch things. It's a cool process, and when it all works and the stars align, like it has with the hard baits lately and VMC and Crush City specifically, but it's pretty cool. It's because it doesn't happen like that all the time, but we've got a lot of great momentum, and yeah, we're going to do everything we can to keep it going and keep making baits that help people catch fish.
Yeah. Dan Quinn with us from Rapala, and it is Rapala, by the way. I mean, I grew up calling it Rapala. I mean, that's what we called it in New York. It was Rapala, and it was always that big controversy. Is it Rapala or is it Rapala? But it is Rapala is the proper way to say it. That's for sure. And you mentioned Crush City. Of course, we'll see the Crush City logo on all of those weigh-in bags, which is so cool. And the guys will be fishing for the Crush City monster bag each day as well. And as I said, you guys have this huge display set up at the expo. Just talk about the activation with Bass and how important it is to be a part of the classic the way you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're fired up for the Crush City monster bags. This week, who knows how big they'll be in Texas. Oh, yeah. I mean, everything's bigger in Texas, and that's no lie, especially with Bass. So we're excited to see that. But, yeah, we'll have a big booth at the show. They'll be running a bunch of promotions through all the retailers, too. I think if you buy three Rapala baits or Crush City, you come by the booth and get a Rapala hat or a Crush City hat.
Nice.
And then we're going to have Gerald Swindle there from noon to 1 every day. I know Fighter will be there around the same time, early afternoon. Wheeler and Dustin Cannell, they'll both be in our booth pretty much the whole weekend. It's going to be happening. It's going to be a happening booth. But, yeah, it's a super important part of bass fishing. The Classic Expo, it's the biggest consumer show in fishing. And it's where you get all your hardcore fans. You get to say hi, shake hands with people, and just be around an awesome group of people. Support the sport we all love. So it's pretty cool.
That Swindle line is always very impressive. It always just wraps all the way around the booth and the area. It just seems to be just people love them. Some Gerald Swindle, there's no doubt about it. And I'm sure, you know, he wishes he was fishing, that's for sure. But it always is a great line. You need the security for the Gerald Swindle line.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, yeah.
Unreal.
He's got a joke for everybody, and yeah, he's a fun guy to say hi to and get a picture with, and get an autograph. But yeah, he'll definitely be in the booth. We'll have his 13 rods. I know they're doing a really big promotion around the metal line and his also the reels. So buy a rod, get a reel. Buy a reel, get a rod. Either way, pretty good deal there for the 13 stuff with Gerald. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun as it always is. But Texas is a great place to have a classic, and we'll have a bunch of guys around the booth and running some great deals and promos. It's going to be an awesome time.
You know, I fished all of the 13 fishing rods and reels as well, the Swindle line. And, you know, it's amazing at that price point. I mean, this is the same stuff that Gerald uses, you know, and other guys on the tour. You know, you think that they're all using $400 or $500 reels. It's not necessarily the case. And, you know, at $150 for the rod and $150 for the reel, you know, if you're buying at full retail, it's a heck of a product. I mean, it is just super, super quality product. And again, it's just the same stuff those guys are using.
No, 100% it is. Yeah, Gerald worked tirelessly. I'm talking, you know, 3 years of testing and not good enough. This is right. This is wrong. Whatever it was, this one breaks. a painful, painstaking process to get that line of rods and reels where he wanted it. Mm-hmm. It's very impressive. He's very proud. We're very proud. It's great. Yeah, 13 is doing some really impressive stuff these days.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And by the way, for those that are listening around the country on over 200 radio stations, I know that the ice is just coming out up north. I get that. But 13 Fishing has a full line. It's not just what you see in the Bassmaster Elite Series. 13 Fishing has a full line for ice fishermen and all different techniques, as well as Rapala. Obviously, you mentioned the walleye, the pike, and all of those things. So that's cool as well, is that you guys are really servicing all the way across the board, including saltwater guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. 13 is actually the home base for it. It's been in Tampa, Florida. So
yeah.
They definitely have some strong ties to salt. And then the ice market's arguably the biggest part of the market for us for 13. So they're a very strong brand up in the north. And yeah, sadly, there's still some ice floating around, but it's almost gone. So we'll be eager to get down to Texas and warm up a little bit. But yeah, no, 13's got a broad assortment of products, and the Myth and the Oath are the most recent two lines. $100 rod for the Oath and $200 for Myth, and they're impressive, to put it lightly. Yeah. But action specific and walleye rods, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, it's been a fun brand to intertwine into the Rapala and Crush City VMC, Suffix, all the other ones. Fits right in.
Yeah, so, no doubt about it. And if you're bumping around the Classic, come on by the booth. I'm going to be sliding in there as well and hanging out a little bit with the guys, and just come on by the Rapala booth there at the Classic at the Outdoor Expo. Dan Quinn has been our guest. Dan, we appreciate you so much, man, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for having me on. Happy Classic Week, and we'll look forward to seeing you there.
All right, thank you. There you go, Dan Quinn. How about that? All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the great Bob Cobb will join us next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
For Bassmaster Radio, this is Bob Cobb. Now, here's Tom.
Well, there you go. I mean, how about that? I mean, it doesn't get any better than getting introduced by Bob Cobb, that's for sure. And Bob joining us now, his book, The Bass Story Unplugged, is the ultimate history of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, and it's been used largely for the world premiere of Dreamcatcher, the Ray Scott story, which is playing each night of the Classic in Fort Worth. And of course, we had John Jack Wagner on a few weeks ago talking about making this thing, but we thought, you know, let's go right to the source here. It is Classic Week, so let's talk to the great Bob Cobb, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Bob, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, Tom, thank you for that introduction. I think you over-dramatized it, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm still kicking after almost 90 years. So I've seen this thing from the ground up. Literally
from the ground up. And in 1971, when you guys were putting together the very first Classic, did you ever think, about 60 years from now they'll do a musical about Ray Scott? I mean, did you ever think that would happen?
Well, in a way, this coming Classic is in Texas, and everything's big in Texas. And on your pickup truck radio, you're usually hearing country music. And this reminds me of a Mickey Gillies song, Born to be a Dreamer. That was Ray Scott. He was, in a way, the messiah of the bass movement. He was a fisher of fishermen. At his first tournament, where all this idea and things started, but developed at Beaver Lake in June of 1967, he had a blank sheet of paper. There were no rules. There were no professional fishermen. And there was a non-interested press. If you couldn't kick it, dribble it, dunk it, or swat it, it wasn't sports and didn't make a sports page. But Ray, with his marketing ability, he was a former insurance salesman, or he was an insurance salesman at that time, was able to get 106 fishermen from 13 states that put down $100 to come and fish at the All-American Invitational Bass Tournament. And from that tournament, Bass Angler Sportsman Society was developed. I was working at the Tribune in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the time, and I got an invitation to a press conference from this fellow named Ray Scott. And the press conference was in Springdale, Arkansas at a Holiday Inn. And it was for a noon the next day. And I didn't want to read about it in the World, which was our competition, the Tulsa World. I worked for the Tribune. So I got on the phone and tracked down Ray at the Holiday Inn. And we had a conversation, and I explained to him that I didn't want to, you know, get beat by the World, and could he give me enough and to have a little introduction story in an afternoon paper. And he said, "Okay, I will, but I got to make you got to make me a deal." And I said, "Okay, what's that?" And he said, "I'll give you enough for a column, but you've got to come and attend it anyway." And so the next day I was there, and we were gathered there at the Holiday Inn in the conference room, and there was John Fleming from the Arkansas Gazette, Floyd Scroggins from a local newspaper, and there's mostly marina people in the room. As Ray said later, he said they took this as a guy announcing as he's got a new barrel he's going over Niagara Falls in. He said they ate my roast beef, asked a few follow-up questions, belched, and left. And he looked back in the back of the room, and there was a guy sitting back there. He described as taking notes and had a coffee cup in his real hand. He walked back there and introduced himself as Ray Scott, and I said, I'm Bob Cobb. Well, 2 hours later, we were still talking about this thing called a bass tournament. And from that moment on, I was on board.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in 1969 that I went to Montgomery and became the editor of Bassmaster magazine.
So is that first scene played out in the musical?
The opening scene is, I think Wagner has done a marvelous job of capturing the early pages in the book, the Bass story. No, the ground zero, so to speak, was Ray was fishing at Ross Barnett Reservoir, and came a heavy rainstorm, and he got driven off the lake, and he ended up in the Ramada Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And he switched on the TV, and of course then it was black and white and clicked channels, and he just mused. He said, well, you know, there was an NBA basketball game on there. And he said, we got boatloads more fishermen than grown men running around in shorts dribbling a ball. Why can't I get any bass coverage or fishing coverage on television? And he told me that the light went on in his head, and he picked up a magazine, an Outdoor Life magazine, and there was an article in there by Charles Elliott about a new gym in the Ozarks, a bass fishing gym called Beaver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a vision at that point, the dream, to go and start a bass tournament on Beaver Lake. He felt like that with that publicity, he could do it. And he did.
Yeah.
He delivered. And his movement, not only from 106 fishermen at that first tournament, but at one point there were 650,000 bass members wearing the bass shield. And just at first, he was the Bass Hunter and Sportsman Society of America, but they had to drop of America after a while because people in Spain and in Zimbabwe and South Africa had bass clubs and were deep into bass fishing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and plus you wouldn't want to call it bassa. You know, you needed to just say bass. You know, that would be a little bit weird if it was bassa. The name is Dreamcatcher, the Ray Scott story. Who came up with the name Dreamcatcher? Was that Jack's idea or was that your idea?
Well, I'm going to claim it. Mentioned earlier, I think, or did I, but there was a song at the time of Mickey Gillies, Born to be a Dreamer.
Yeah.
And there was a line in there about, I don't want to dream alone, come and dream with me. And that just kind of was an underlying current that Ray lived by.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this now, it is Classic Week. It's at the Rose Marine Theater in downtown Fort Worth every night of the Classic, the 20th through the 23rd at 8 o'clock. And Byron Franco plays Ray Scott. Nate McGillivray plays Bob Cobb. Now, how do you feel about this guy? Did he grow the epic Bob Cobb beard? And, you know, what was the deal with Nate? Did you kind of go over with him your mannerisms and so on? Do you feel like he did a good Bob Cobb?
Well, to be straightforward with you, I haven't seen or met Nate.
Okay.
But he had asked Jack to see if he could get some early day pictures of me when I had a clean face. So I don't know how they're going to get Bob Cobb on stage, but stay tuned.
I can't imagine Bob Cobb without that beard. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the great salt and pepper beard of Bob Cobb. I can't imagine how that worked out. But so talk about your involvement in the process. Did they just use the book, or were you consulted along the way a little bit, you know, as to different nuances and so on to get into this, you know, into the play or into the musical?
Well, the basis that Jack adapted was the book,
mm-hmm.
but he has made it a musical, which he's had original lyrics and things. So it is a stage play and musical. I saw the script and made a couple of suggested changes, but it is his work, and I just can't wait to see it.
The Bass Story Unplugged is the book, and Bob Cobb is at the Classic signing copies of the book. You can meet him, get your picture taken with him. I've done that a number of times as well, and I'll be looking forward to doing that again. It's always great to see Bob Cobb out there at the Classic. This is the 55th, Bob. Out of 55 Classics, how many do you think you've been at?
I have been there in all of them but one.
Oh, you missed one.
I backed out of the previous one at Fort Worth when we were right in the middle of the COVID
epidemic. That's the one I missed.
Epidemic.
Yeah.
And I missed that. And I'm looking forward to I know this is going to be a great classic. Lake Ray Roberts is capable of producing some great strings. And these new young bucks, as I call them, are very talented and eager.
Yeah,
most of them were in diapers or wasn't even born when we held the first classic. So they have been able to learn from the previous winners and the great champions like Bill Dance and Kevin Van Dam. And he never won it, but Roland Martin was still my favorite. I think he had 19 wins, if memory serves me right, Bass Trail.
And nine anglers.
Which is just unbelievable to have that domination.
And nine angler of the year. So you say that weren't born. I got news for you, Bob. Most of these guys weren't born when you had the 25th Bassmaster Classic. I just fished a Bass Nation event at Pickwick Lake last weekend, and the kid that won it is a sophomore in college, and the kid that was in second is a junior in college, and it was a high school angler that was fishing in the thing as well. And you can't touch these guys. I mean, it's amazing how good they are, how good they are so young. And of course, we had Trey McKinney's one of the favorites this week, and he was Rookie of the Year last year as a 19-year-old, and he just turned 20 years old, and he'll be a contender for Angler of the Year. I mean, it's just amazing how young the sport has got. It used to be you work a career, for 20 years, and then you went into professional bass fishing. Now they come right out of high school.
Well, isn't that great that you can go to school on a bass fishing scholarship? Who would have ever thought that in 1967 when pro bass tournaments or pro fishing was just an unknown object?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Bob Cobb has been our guest. Bob, we appreciate you so much, and this is going to be a special night. I can't wait to see the play myself, and I can't wait to see you as well bumping around here in Fort Worth for this 55th Classic.
Can I say it one more time?
Please do.
For the Bassmasters, this is Bob Cobb. See you at the big show.
There you go, Bob Cobb. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you. Man, I'll tell you what. It's one of the most treasured things that I have on my soundboard is the Bob Cobb intro for Bassmaster Radio. And I know Dave Mercer has one of those as well for his podcast as well. And anybody that's in the business, man, if you can get Bob Cobb to lay a little something down for you for the Bassmasters or for Bassmaster Radio as he did for me, this is Bob Cobb. It's tremendous stuff. This is the history of this Bass Angler Sportsman Society and the Bassmaster Classic, all of it. It's called Dreamcatcher, the Ray Scott story. And again, four nights at in Fort Worth. You can go in and check it out as well at the Rose Marine Theater. Go to Bassmaster.com if you don't have tickets, and you can get your tickets there. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Of course, next week we will have a complete wrap-up of the Classic, including the top three finishers. Now, for me personally, what a week it was. I spent a lifetime admiring the work of Tommy Sanders and Don Day, and this past week I've had the honor of filling in for Tommy as the MC of the media luncheon on Thursday, and then succeeding Don Day as the arena announcer. Don was the voice of God, the VOG, and honestly, that moniker should be retired with him. But when I think of all of the history, the 55 years of the Classic, Ray Scott in his cowboy hat and fringe jacket, it is truly humbling to play a small role in continuing the greatest show in professional fishing. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.